The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Ross Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Tampa General Hospital, the Tourism Development Corporation, and Wendy's.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Producer, we good? Can you hear me, producer? We good? Because the music's still playing. Are we good? We good? Let me know, please. If I need to do anything, we good? Welcome to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you had a great emancipation holiday weekend. Got yourself some rest and some reflection and ready to go. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers remain the same. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 300-570. That's 242-300-5720. That'll be toll free to you. You can text us today on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. Of course, some of you are listening on some other platforms and having some challenges with those platforms. Work continues to be done to try to get that all rectified. So find a platform that works best for you, because the issues that may be existing on some other platforms are still being resolved. Well, I thought that it might be possible to speak of something other than PPL today. But that would be pretending to be tone deaf, because BPL continues to struggle with the issues it is having that's causing immense power outages in the New Providence area. And New Providence is the most developed island of the Bahamas, the seat of the capital city of the country, the seat of some 60%+ of the population, some 80% of the visiting population of the country, the economic juggernaut of the country. So if BPL, which is the principal power supplier in the country, is having an issue in New Providence, the country is having a major issue. Major issue. I take note that the governor of the central bank the other day indicated there is no, I don't want to misquote the governor, but he was essentially saying that there's no evidence to support that these power outages are having any negative impact on the economy. And that might well be true. It is true because I can't point to you to any evidence that can confirm how the economy has been impacted by these power outages. But I think intuitively speaking, I can say I can't imagine they are having a positive impact on the economy. There is nothing in my rational thinking, economic knowledge, that would say to me it's having a positive impact. At best, it has a neutral impact. At best, right? And that to me is hoping for a lot. Best, it's having a neutral impact. Is there anyone out there who would render an argument that suggests this is having a positive impact? Like maybe somebody says, well, that means people are buying more of this, buying more of that, doing more of that. All I'm saying is, intuitively speaking, I can't see that being the case. But at best, you know, someone could make an argument that it is having a neutral impact. I wouldn't strongly object to that. But I think at worst, it's having a negative impact. And that would be my more probable guesstimate, right? But we don't, to the governor's point, we don't absolutely know. We don't. All right? So what I wanted to focus on is you've now heard from the Prime Minister, you heard from the CEO, you heard from the COO, you heard from the chairman of the board of BPL. All of these people have tried to message to the country, BPL, what is going on. And why so many messages from so many people? Because the message ain't penetrating. You've even heard from the Minister of Foreign Affairs. The message isn't penetrating. And so I want to talk about why the message is ringing hollow today. Why that message, and so we're going to talk about what the message is. We're going to talk about why that message is ringing hollow. Why people, many, many people, don't seem to be buying it, and why, therefore, so many of the leadership involved with BPL, from the political directorate to the board to the management of the company, feel the need to send out these various messages. If you have a crisis, and you send out a single message on behalf of the company, like, other than like a follow-up to update people, that's normally about it. But there's a reason. Somebody says that generator sales are at an all-time high. You could argue that versus lost work hours, versus lost customer sales because your company couldn't service customers. You could try to make that argument. But let's talk about this. So here is the message I have been hearing. And you tell me if you've been hearing a different message, and I could adjust this message to reflect what else you've been hearing. But this is the message coming from BPL, whether you hear it from the Prime Minister, the Minister, ministers, the chairman of the board of BPL, or you hear it from the CEO or the COO. This is the message. Less so the COO, but this is the message. We feel your pain. Did I lie? That's one element of the message. We feel your pain. Second element of the message, we are as frustrated as you are. We are frustrated too. We are as frustrated as you are. After all, you know, we live in the country. We are experiencing what you're experiencing. Three, we apologize for this frustration you are experiencing. For we have inherited these issues. These are legacy issues. This didn't just start yesterday. In fact, this is the FNM administration's fault. Five, we have had an extraordinarily hot summer. An extraordinary, don't, before you listen, and then you can tell me if I miss anything you have. Right? So we have had an extraordinary heat wave this summer. The next mess element, we are doing everything we can. We are doing everything we can. And we are maintaining trust with our reform, energy reform program. And then we shall keep you, and we should keep you informed. Okay, so those are the seven elements of the message. Yeah, I said, you might have missed it, but I said one of the messages was we have had an extraordinarily hot summer. I indicated that. So let me say again what I said. We feel your pain, too frustrated as you. We apologize to you. We have inherited these issues, legacy issues. We have had extraordinarily hot summer. We are doing everything we can. Our staff is doing what they have to do, and they're making sure to manage the safety. And the other day in Eleuthera, I believe it was Eleuthera or Abaco, was it? Where one of the personnel of BPL lost his life, unfortunately. God bless his family, condolences to them. And then we are continuing our trust with our reform. And then we should keep you informed. Did I miss anything? This text is great show as usual. We would be a donkey to think the power outages is having a positive impact on the country today. These outages is getting crazy, says that text. This text says we have a plan, excessive heat. Those two. Okay. So let's take a break. You're listening to Z Live. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about this messaging and why it seems to be ringing hollow. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
Wendy's is spicing things up this summer with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage and local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. If you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, the day after Emancipation Holiday in Bahamas. If you want to give us a call today, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, me on 439. Bahamas Power and Light continues to be the major issue in the country, given its significant number of problems and in keeping power faithfully supplied to Providence population in particular. And now I should add to the message that the power company is asking folks to also use less electricity, and because they are having challenges meeting the of their transformers and cabling and what have you, have had issues. Let me say before we move further that there is not a single message that BPL has provided that isn't reasonable to provide in a crisis such as they are having. To express empathy with your customers and feeling their pain, that makes sense. Whether you believe it or not, that's irrelevant. It makes sense to express that, whether to indicate that you understand the frustration that your customers are feeling. That makes good sense. This is textbook crisis messaging, textbook. To say you apologize, textbook crisis management messaging, right? To say that you are doing everything in your power, textbook. To tell people that you're going to keep them informed, textbook. To say you have legacy issues, maybe not textbook, but some of that could well be true for sure. I mean, it could well be true. But the question is, well, when did you recognize you had a legacy issue? You know, yesterday, when the thing exploded, we have had extraordinary heat. That's also true. That's also true. Do you know yesterday, I'm in North Carolina, by the way, and I was moving about a bit, and I was sitting in the car getting a little some charge for my my phone, and I was talking to my son at the same time, and I started to feel faint and disoriented. And I had had this before in an instance of extraordinary heat. So I said, Shivago, you're experiencing heat exhaustion. And if you're not careful, it could be even worse. So I said, you know what, let me go find air conditioning. So I was near a mall. All this while, I'm really honestly thinking I'm going to pass out. I got inside a Burlington Coat factory. Immediately the air condition made a difference. I was still feeling a little off, but immediately it made a difference. And I stayed in there for a little while. I had my son with me, so I told him, listen, go get my blood pressure machine out of the car. bring it to me because, you know, I want to take my blood pressure. I travel with my blood pressure machine. And so I use the blood pressure machine. Everything is fine. The pressure is really good. I said, yeah, you're having a heat exhaustion incident. And so I stayed around for a while. I went and I got, I said, you know what? Let me go back in the car to go dry charge this car. The minute that Burlington Coat factory door opened, I felt that feeling come on me. When I felt that heat, like, you gonna faint, bro. So I went back inside. I said, no, you can't do that. I went, I bought 2 bottles of water. I drank the water, cool and what have you, and so forth and so forth. And within about an hour or so, you know, I was feeling much better. And we did, in fact, go in the car. I kept the air condition really pumped up and high and so forth and so forth. And so I knew I had a episode of heat exhaustion as I had had before last year sometime. I say that to say this. BPL is now asking customers to use less electricity. And according to Tribune's article saying, especially air condition. Well, if you're saying that you have an extraordinary heat, and the only relief from the heat wave is AC, how does that square? How is a customer of a business supposed to spend time in a business seeing piping? So it's a kind of challenge, right? The other thing is, and this is going to take us into my talk about the message, hollow messaging. So I went to go to a restaurant to get some lunch, and the restaurant, big restaurant, had on the door this sign. We apologize that the extraordinary heat is causing us to work well. I said, well, monkey talk. So all kind of restaurants, there was a Chili's right nearby, there was a Subway nearby, the McDonald's nearby, all kind of restaurants, Starbucks, all, right next. I mean, none of them had that sign on the door. None. I went into Subway, air-conditioned piping, got my sandwich and my drink, and I left. And I said, you know what? People really think people can't think. I mean, things have to square up, right? Your air conditioning gone bad because of the extraordinary heat. But what happened to all the other people air conditioning? What was piping? Anyway, so when we come back from the break about why I think that the message is ringing hollow from BPL, we'll be back for this break.
Come take my hand, walk this road through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
It may be hot outside, cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB of Solutions.
Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From spin-off to tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
At Star, comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday. This text says, imagine not building capacity and organization potency by short-sighted resorting to immediate, in quote, Bahamian fragmentation and walking away and never coming on board, and by disrespecting, undervaluing, in quote, Bahamian players value because of the belief that some unscalable benefit has unexpectedly to send it. that's a lot. This says, but isn't Christina Alston the chairman of Bahamas Grid Board? What kind of conundrum is this? How can she also be the chairman of BPL's board? They have shared ownership, so that's not unusual. That's not unusual at all. They're supposed to be in partnership, you know. They're not in competition. They're in partnership, should I? So that's not a problem. This says, good day. One feeling, what pain? Many of the political leaders and top brass at BPL have alternate forms of power generation at home. Okay. This says, remember that when we go talk about why I think this is ringing hollow. Good afternoon, Z. Do you think the electric car company should have contributed towards this extreme extra load? I do not, because you cannot confirm to me that they are causing you the issues you are having, burnout transformers and that kind of stuff. Why should they have had to do that? If you are a power supplier, they have to pay you electricity. The people who use them have to pay you electricity. So if you were doing your work, you would have forecasted their increased demand, which they will have to pay for, and then you will have money from them coming to you. Pay. They are paying. The electric car users are paying electricity. Why do we want to blame them? They pay electricity. This says, I had to rush to a colleague's house who had electricity and her AC on. Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen. People are going to, you're not going to get people to not use electricity. So yes, here is why I think, despite the factual nature of most, if not some, of what BPL is saying, some, if not all of what BPL is saying, here's why I think it's ringing hollow, and you could tell me what you think. First of all, I think that the government on this matter has a credibility issue. See, the unwillingness of people to trust you, to have confidence in you and your ability to deliver for them. Okay? So, given that the government, through Prime Minister Davis and the minister responsible for energy, made such lavish promises on this grand transformation that was going to take place in the energy sector, it seems incredible or incredulous to many people that you could now be saying that the reason for the current island-wide outages and so forth is, one, you inherited this issue of old and aging infrastructure, that we have this extraordinary demand on the system that's also going over this old infrastructure, and we have extraordinary heat. Break down why you don't have credibility using those, having made those points. Who embarks on, in quote, listen to the words, transformative new energy era and does not understand, I'm going to increase energy generation, but you know, I wonder if my aged infrastructure can take this. Who would do that? Jesus said, who puts new wine in old wineskin? The skin will rend. Jesus said that 2,000 years ago. Who would increase their capacity to generate and then not understand, well, my infrastructure may not be able to distribute and transmit this? Secondly, the government signed an agreement with Pike through Bahama Grid. This is the company that raised funding to upgrade the T&D network of BPL and said their work was done and whatever foundational work was done so that they could now leave. I'm sorry, but founding, you have done the basic thing to ensure that I could transmit power, my generated power, which you would have known and I would have known what the capacity was over this network. Who in an energy transformation New Day arrangement would not have computed that? Who would not have done that? Right? Also, because you were confident in this work that was done, the minister said to the public of the Bahamas, come summer, we will be ready. We will be ready. So, given that and some other things, right? Like, you have extraordinary heat. Is it only in Nassau? Is it only at the Blue Hill Station? Is there not extraordinary heat in Grand Bahama? Abaco? Southern Islands? Florida? Why are their transformers not eating and exploding? Why are their cables not faulty? What's the difference? How is it that they could take the ambient heat of this extraordinary heatly hot summer, but your Blue Hill station can't? What is that about? That's your major station. One of them. How do you not calculate that I need to make sure X, Y, and Z is the case? So it becomes a question of credibility, of me buying what you're selling, because what you sold did not live up to its quality specifications the first time. the second time. How is it that you inherited this situation when you were responsible for the situation for 5 years? And before that, the other people were responsible for it for 4.5 years. And before that, you were responsible for it for 5 years. In particular, the now current Prime Minister of the Bahamas was the minister responsible for BPL in those previous 5 years. He was the one who gave BPL its name. BPL used to be Bahamas Electricity Corporation. Through his work and the outsourced a foreign group, it became Bahamas Power Light. So if when any all of that, they will then question the integrity of what is said to them. Okay, aging infrastructure. Well, would lightning strike on a new piece of infrastructure made a difference? Aging infrastructure, well, why? You didn't say to us why your brake fault. You didn't say to us why your transformer fault. We are to have been asking the experts, ambient heat alone cannot produce a fault in a transformer, not ambient heat alone. It has to be a combination of ambient heat and poor maintenance that has to do this. You know, it could be some aging related things too, but how do we know when the transformer was bought? How do we know how old the transformer is? How do we know when it was installed? How do we know? Ordinarily, when you're trying to get at what happened, you have to do a forensic investigation of these things. You don't make definitive statements like you're saying without a forensic audit or assessment being done by experts who have to now test your transformers, examine your transformers, look for the cues and clues that tells them what was really the thing that caused the fault. And you'd want to know that because you don't want it to persist going forward. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavab Aline, your host. We got to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Talking about BPL, of course. What else? BPL's COO says that there's no load shedding going on at the moment. He doesn't expect any more to happen today. No, hopefully in the near future. This is part of the challenge, right? You have aging infrastructure. You have inherited legacy issues. It's extraordinarily hot. He said that the heat may have contributed to the cable faulting. The weather people are saying this extraordinary heat is going to continue. And yet you tell people you don't expect. He didn't say he guaranteed no, but I mean, see, expectation management is important to maintaining credibility. I just said, this is one of the reasons why the message is ringing hollow now, because the comments made by the prime minister, the minister, and those relative to the experience people are now having, even if the two aren't connected, is creating a credibility gap. Right? Where people just, you gave me this wonderful story that I'm going to get reliable, cost-effective electricity. And now the power keep going out to use less electricity. Well, Bahama Grid telling people to use less electricity. If Bahama Grid is telling people to use less electricity and BPL is saying they ain't doing no load shedding, what's going on up in here? Huh? You maybe not be load shedding on your side, but you are asking me through Bahama Grid to load shed? You ask me to shed some of your load, bro, so I don't have to do it. So that's one issue, credibility. The second reason why it rings hollow is fairness. Pure fairness. Minister couldn't catch a break. Couldn't catch a break. Even when the power was reliable and the cost was less, they couldn't catch a break. Oh, the hegemony waking. That was giving people, couldn't catch a break. Couldn't catch a break. When the Christie administration was in, the day Prime Minister Davis, then the Deputy Prime Minister was head of the Minister responsible for BPL. That was all because all that the Ingram administration was doing was crap. Crap. We can fix it. Fairness. Now, trust me, be patient. It's the heat. It's a legacy issue. Fairness? You want the opposition now? Shut up. Shut up. You can't talk. Look what you left us. But look what you left. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, call. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Daddy Lang.
What's going on?
How are you? All is well. Right, I'm going to call you because I listen to the BPL man. He tell the elite drivers, say, make sure you let them know if you're getting one of the elite cars. So that means exactly what I was saying from day one, that the demand became great once these elite cars started to emerge in the market. And then the speed...
No, we don't know that. No, you don't know. No, you don't know that. You don't know that. You don't know that. What you can say, it added demand. But let me ask you a question. If you get more gas cars in the Bahamas and the gas, more of them have to go to the fuel pump, does not the gas companies that sell the fuel have to use more electricity? Because doesn't the pumping at the pumps for the gas fuel, the fossil fuel, require electricity?
Okay, let me give you an understanding of how electrical cars work, right? All I'm saying to you is if you have a bowl that could hold 100 gallons of water, and you add something that can add a gallon, or not a gallon, like maybe a quart or whatever, that's something you have to count for. So times that by X. You know, you're...
Yeah, but first of all, bro, you don't need to tell me anything technical about how electric cars work. And secondly, you don't need to tell us that, because we got a power company. Their job is calculating power. Their job is supplying power. So I'm not giving anybody any excuses that, oh, we have electric... When you just discovered electric cars was coming to the Bahamas?
Well, me, I was studying renewable energy from 2009.
I'm not asking you. I'm not talking about you. You are not the one running the power company.
What I'm talking about is the power company people. What was fair to the power company then is during the planning stage of these companies, they should have done the studies that would show that if the power company
did not tell us. See, we don't have to make up information. The power company did not tell us that the problem I'm having is these EV cars. You were saying that.
No, what I'm saying is the power company confirmed based on what he said. If you listen to the statement, the last thing the news said is what he said regarding the EVs or persons who own EVs. Okay? And he said something to EV owners. Let us know. If you're adding on something to create more load, such as an EV car.
I can understand him saying that, but buddy, nobody gonna put a shining object in front of me and expect me to take my eyes off the thing you gave me. They said the problem they were having is this exploded, the heat is this and that and the next thing. They didn't say EVs.
He said that.
No, no, my man, sir, listen to me. I didn't hear from the CEO, the CEO, from the minister, and I didn't hear from the COO before the last thing. And none of them blaming no EVs for the problems they have.
I digress. I probably had the wrong thing today just now when I said it's something to consider, and that's what they're considering
okay,
now.
That's different.
That's why I said to the EV car companies, you're selling me an object just like anything, a toaster or whatever, that is going to require energy, but you didn't sell me a solution to solve that issue when I buy the car, but they
shouldn't have to, because when I bring in washer and dryer, I'm bringing in TVs and all these things I bring in here, ain't nobody just tell me to tell nobody at BPL. So what's the difference?
Let me give you something else to watch closely then. I can move off the EVs and I can focus on the standalone solar installers.
Okay.
The panels. I said, and now studying and looking at trying to get into business, I realized that there should be a plan for disposing the panels, and every company should have had one, or the government should have brought us together, or them together, to discuss how are they going to dispose of these panels.
That's true.
Anyway, my brother, I'm going to keep being the bad guy because I'm trying to survive.
Listen to me, Brian. Listen to me, bro. I know. On the show, I will challenge your thoughts. But you're not saying... Yeah. So, but you are not a bad guy. So don't believe that. And thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, my brother.
Likewise, my friend. This text says, good afternoon, sir. Just want BPL to know that my house on Prince Charles across from Wendy's will have one electric car at the end of this month. Don't know how else to reach them. What you mean you're not else to reach them? You call them at the place. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
What's going on?
Yeah, I listened to your line, the situation with respect to BBL, but what amazed me is the most recent caller, and I don't normally criticize people, but why come on this live radio and try to make up stuff? The electric car was in existence for the past 10 years now, right? As I understand it. And so I don't think that is the reason why we're having the problem. The people who is responsible for running BPL doesn't seem to know what they're doing. Because every time they say something else happens.
Well, he adjusted his statement to say what he was saying is something to be considered. And I could accept this, but I mean, you're right. You can't blame it, nothing on it, because...
Nothing to that effect. Because if you're not generating sufficient energy to deal with the demands, then what you think gonna happen? And so this has been a football for over 42 years, 40 plus years. We have not addressed this issue. But now it has reached more than boiling point, and to the extent that it affects every aspect of our being. And so that's why I'm so much concerned about how are we going to deal. I mean, J. Henry Boswick Jr., he made a good point some years ago. He said, get a floating bath, bring it into the port area, and allow that distribution for the entire island. And something like that is more necessary now than when he said that, because we were still at a better place when he said that. But at this juncture, we are worse than junk status in terms of electricity.
Later on in the show, I'm going to be looking at where we go from here. Later on in the show.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your calling.
All right.
This text says, good afternoon. Great show as usual. I believe you caught every point. The challenge is that all of them, except your last point, seem like an outright lie and an insult. Please list the points again. I feel your pain. I'm frustrated, too. I apologize. We have a legacy issue. Heat. I am doing everything we can. We should we should keep you informed. That's, those are the points. And then I said, the last one was, we need you to use your electricity more sparingly. This text says, to my understanding, a shell company is a company that provides no products or services and functions solely to facilitate special interests. Is BGC a shell company? We are paying it guaranteed revenue, but what service is it providing? The employees of BEC are maintaining the T&D network. Pike has bowed out, and Christina Allison is directing the BEC workers. What is BGC? That's a good question. That's a good question. So what I understand is that the T&D assets of BPL that would and should have been transferred to BGC has not been transferred to BGC. So maybe they have some kind of management arrangement that allows them to have some responsibility for that T&D, those T&D assets, but they do not have legal of those assets. The employees from BPL who were supposed to go over to BGC, much of that has not happened. What is happening now in terms of the status of employees there, in terms of Pike versus BGC, I do not know. I have not a clue. But is BGC a shell company? Well, I mean, and technically it's not, because it has employees. It has a CEO and it has account, CFO and some other things. So, you know, it's not a shell. It's not just doing transactions. Presumably it's doing some work. It's telling you to use less electricity. Why would a shell company do that? This text says, Mr. Lang, please convey the following to the Prime Minister. We respectfully ask that BPL distribution be returned under the management of BPL. The current arrangement with Bahamas Grid has not proven effective, and we believe operations would function more smoothly under one umbrella. We acknowledge the effort behind the initiative and forgive the misstep, but for the sake of efficiency and reliability, it is best placed back on the BPL. Now, that sounds like somebody who knows what's going on down the road. Woo, I'm going to read that again for y'all. This says, Mr. Lang, please convey the following to the Prime Minister. And this is very respectful. This says, we respectfully ask that BPL distribution be returned under the management of BPL. So the assumption is, and the suggestion is, it's not. Arrangement with Bahamas Grid has not proven effective. Now, we believe operations would function more smoothly under one umbrella. We acknowledge the effort being behind the initiative and forgive the misstep, but for the sake of efficiency and reliability, it's best placed back on the BPL. Wow. This text says, Colby Davis and PM Davis referenced, in quote, growing pains. Say, makes sense. This could be menopause. Where BEC may be feeling internal heat 10 degrees above all the other power plants in the region. We in for a rough time when they break a hip or get dementia. But on a serious note, neither told us transformation was coming. They declared that they had delivered a modern grid. The reality doesn't match their boasting, hence the scramble for new messaging. This text says, it should be noted that the government just purchased 100 electric cars. They were confident BPL would deliver. See? This text says, this man has an agenda against EVs. When BPL says it's the heat and lightning and fires and explosion, he doesn't believe it. But the man from BGC all of a sudden says something he agrees with, and he wholeheartedly believes that. And the man here from BGC in a little while now, but now you want to tell us about EV? Man, come on, please. Please. All right? Come on. This text says, growing pains? She means labor pains, eh? All right, so why does the message ring hollow? Credibility at the political level and a great deal at the technical level seems wanting for BPL in this situation. Fairness, not at the technical level, But at the political level, that is absent. The history is absent. That's why the Bible says ye be judged. For the measure you meet, ye shall be met unto you. And I know that is true in life. And I've seen that in my own life. And I just say, oops, boy, God forgive me for judging. But that's what happens. You go, Jim, yes, lousy, know what y'all doing with BPL, BEC, boom, shakalaka, boom, make us the government, boom, boom, shakalaka, don't get there. And then now look at you. That's what happens. So people say, well, why now I should give you the grace you didn't give other people? Maybe you need to ask somebody else to ask for that grace, but not you. That's how it goes. The last thing is the content. The content of the messaging just doesn't fit altogether. Mind you, the technical information in ways, like once you get past the, we had a fault and the transformer exploded, all the other things flow. Because yes, the transformer blowing, that's going to cause you issues. That's not a quick fix. The cable exploding, that's not a quick fix. So the system shuts down. All of that makes good sense. Question is, though, how do we get at the transformer faulting, the breaker faulting, and the heat? That the content don't seem to really pan out. Right now, maybe it's just a question of not being able to deliver sufficient information in that content to help people to believe. But what has been delivered to date? No. Doesn't. So that's the war. That's where we are at. Credibility, fairness, content. There's been lack in all of those areas. And as a result, I think people are saying, I'm sorry, we don't buy it. And then the final thing that's causing the experience, the message to ring hollow is the experience. You couldn't find a worse time for people to be having this experience. In the summer, you had winter, you had spring, you had fall. In the summer, I mean, all across and the whole island, you could talk till the cows come home. People sitting in heat, people sweating. And see, this is what BPL, those don't recognize too. When you have had power failures as frequently as you have had, because your power is on, doesn't mean you have any psychological comfort. Because you are thinking, what next? So you know what people are doing right now? They are preparing for the next. They're trying to prepare for the next. They're thinking. So that even if it's a low-level anxiety, it is working on people's nerves. And that's what happens with unreliability. Is unreliability puts people in this constant fight or flight mode where they're expecting bad things to happen. They're not filled with hope. Hope is the expectation that something good will happen to me in the future. Anxiety is the expectation that something bad is going to happen to me in the future. And when you have unreliability, that's what happens. You break trust and people start to live in this constant state of psychological stress. So yes, the power's on, but that's not the end of the issue for people. And you're saying it's not, we don't expect it to go off today or hopefully not in the future, doesn't really give good comfort to a lot of people. I mean, they may take a pinch of that salt or that hope. This text says the young guy is right. BPL did say that let them know when you install an EV charger, but EVs are energy hogs. I was in arguing with him about whether the BPL said that or not. That was not the argument at all. The argument was they aren't saying that's the reason for the problems we have. And why should I give that reason if they're not saying that? This text says, good day, Lang. The drag line at Bahama Rock in Freeport pulls more power than the whole of Nassau. Wow. You think so? But you know, Freeport Bahama ain't going out. I mean, they may have one or two issues, but. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Excellent and important discussion today. If I may, can you confirm if net metering is in place? And if so, is it possible to implement a national solarization project post-ACE to supplement BPL's power output? I am told that to some degree it's possible, because I was told that there's somebody giving me an experience where somebody sells, and maybe this wasn't in Nassau, maybe it was in Grand Bahama. So I don't know. Maybe somebody from BPL could tell us. But that is my question. The management was to be Pike's responsibility. Pike is gone. The management was to be Bahama's grid, and Pike was supposed to be a big part of that. What the situation is, I do not know. This Texas is the CEO of CFAL, also president of BGC, a definite conflict of interest. This would never happen outside the Bahamas. The president of BGC is the CEO of CFAL. I don't think so. And first of all, CFAL doesn't have a CEO, it has a president. Okay? BGC CEO was, we were just told who the CEO of BGC was, and that wasn't the president of CFAL. So you must have an information problem there. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. With all of the problems the country is facing, don't you think Parliament should cut their summer break and get back to the House and put their heads together and fix it? This is not a PLP or FNM problem. This is a national crisis. No, today, the government of the Bahamas is run by the Progressive Liberal Party. The Progressive Liberal Party said that they said they're trying to fix it. So this is, with the greatest respect, not a PLP or FNM problem. The problem is national, but the solution in the current circumstance has to be delivered by whoever is the government. That's the PLP administration. Okay, so don't, let's get it twisted. Okay, you can't have your cake and eat it too. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how are you doing today?
Right here, man. What's up?
All right, everything good, man. I heard a caller mention about Bahama Rock and the power they use, but I just want to let the caller know that Bahama Rock paid for, installed, and maintained their own substation.
Okay.
Outside of Freeport Power.
Okay.
So that's why Bahama Rock is able to sustain what they use.
And I know you know.
Yeah. And go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I know you know.
Okay, also, the BPL is asking for its customers to, you know, ease up on the power, sort of thing. Well, what is BPL doing to help the people? I mean, are they going to compensate me now for not using air conditioner or not plugging in my EV or not using the power that I usually use?
Yeah, but you can compensate yourself, because if you use less electricity, then you can pay less. But now you might suffer more. You might suffer physically more, but you'll pay less.
So I'm being asked to make the sacrifices. What sacrifices are they going to make? You know, I just think it need to be a two-way street in terms of that. The prime minister, when he was in opposition, before he became the prime minister, his portfolio was Minister of Works with responsibility for BPL, correct?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I said that earlier.
So he knows from then the challenges and the issue that BPL face. Now he's prime minister, 4 years, going into a second term. Those challenges and those issues didn't change much. You knew the challenges and issue were from a long time.
Let me ask you a question. You know how long a typical transformer lasts?
Anywhere from 50 to 60 years once it's properly maintained.
But between 30 to 50 years and it properly maintained, more likely 50 years and could be more, right?
Right.
Okay. Transformers wasn't there when Prime Minister was the Minister of Works?
Yes, they were. You know, and just to add to this, in June, July last year, BPL bought a new 80 MVA transformer at the cost of $1.95 million that was delivered to the Blue Hill Power Plant.
Mm-hmm.
So now my question is, was that the transformer that blew up? Or did they install that transformer that they bought? If that's the transformer that was blew up, for that transformer to blow up in 1 year, some serious issues was going on in that plant. Now, $1.95 million, that's just to buy it. That's not including shipping and installation. That's just to buy it. So, you know.
So let's say the Transformers was 30 years old.
Right.
You know when they were bought? They would have been bought in 1996.
Okay.
So the F&M came to office in 1997. It was stayed in office in 1997. The PLP was in office in 2002 to 2007, right? And then the F&M came back 2007 to 2012. Then the 2000 and what it is now? I got it right, 17, right?
2017.
Whatever. 17, 2017.
But also after that too, when the current prime minister was Minister of Works with responsibility for BPL.
Yeah, that was 2012 to 2017. Yeah, right? The 2012 to 2017. So I'm saying that that 130-year transformer has been there over two sets of F&M and PLP administrations.
Correct. You know, but yes, here's one of the things why I have an issue with people complaining about an aging system. Let's take a look at Cuba system. Cuba system isn't Cuba isn't losing power because of its system alone. Cuba is losing power because they ain't got no oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's
so the system can last, and the system will last once
if
it's maintained
properly. Yeah.
This is the issue. What is happening with BPL? A lack of maintenance and lack of preventative maintenance. It's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Maintenance.
Yep.
Well, with generation. I mean, I heard someone saying a text. They need to send the barge to generate more electricity. But even if you generate that electricity, you still can distribute it because your system wasn't properly maintained. Your system still will crash at the weakest point. Right. So generating electricity isn't a problem. The problem is distributing the electricity to its customers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your calling, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, pay our respects to our great sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries, we got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for each summer escape. Gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline, August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun, classic style. Big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink. $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Back to school just got easier at Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. We've got school shirts with official embroidered logos for R.M. Bailey, S.E. McPherson, A.F. Adderley, Kingsway, Queen's Call, and many more. From shirts and blouses to jumpers, skirts, shorts, and pants, we've got uniforms for almost every school in the Bahamas. So, skip the stress and shop at Carey's today. Call us at 393-0758 or 817-0758. That's Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store. But back to school shopping is a breeze.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Lang, I may still pay more or the same because they like to estimate my bill. So if I cut back and still pay the same amount, am I the donkey? That's a good point. It says, BPL is asking Bahamians to conserve energy, but takes an extremely long time to commission residential grid-tied systems. Make it make sense. Hmm. This text says, AI overview, Anthony Ferguson serves as the chairman of the board of Bahamas Grid Company and the chairman of the Colina Financial Advisors. And so what did you tell me that corrects anything I said, my friend? A CEO is the chief executive officer. That's what you said. A chief executive officer is not a chairman of the board. Okay? Not. And so I'm not entirely sure what you're trying to say. You didn't correct anything I said. And I don't trust AI for everything. AI don't know everything. Especially things having to do with nuanced things about the Bahamas. This text says, I hope Grand Bahama is paying attention and prepare for what's to come by next summer, a minimum. You think? You think so? Grand Bahama's aged infrastructure too, and we just bought it. We paid $200 million for it. Remember? And we bought $100 million to go upgrade it. Same Grand Bahama Power Company. Ah, boy. All right. So where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? We have aging infrastructure. Okay. On the generation side of life, your aging infrastructure would be what? Is it the generators that we are leasing mostly from people now? I don't think. Is BPL generating mostly or what? So where do we go from here with the aged infrastructure on the generating side, on the T&D side? Wasn't that T&D infrastructure supposed to be replaced too, upgraded? So where do we go from here? What's the plan to fix the aged infrastructure? What is that plan? Wasn't that the Bahama Grid arrangement? What's the plan? What's the plan to do that? The infrastructure is aged. Let's say we accept that. What's the plan? What's the plan to deal with the transformers, to deal with the cabling, to deal with the... What's the plan? To deal with the substations and all that is required to generate the substation plan. This is a new energy reform era, so what's the plan? What is that in the plan? We were told it needs like a $500 million. what is going on? We know we have what? The LNG plant being built. How's that what's that arrangement about? Who's going to own that? Is that going to be the replacement for BPL's aged infrastructure? How does that work? So that's on the infrastructure side. What's the plan next? Well, if the argument is you have aged infrastructure, the plan has to be infrastructure replacement. And if that's hundreds of millions of dollars, where's the plan for that? How is that happening? Who's going to fund that? What's the rollout for that? What's this? How does that work? That could give some hope to some people, because now we're talking about the long, long run. How does that work? On the operations side, is there anything that suggests something has to happen on that side? Because right now, we got a BGC that's responsible for T&D. We got a BPL that's responsible for generation. But largely, the generation is from rented generators from private providers. And then we have a shell program of the order of $500 million. That seems, according to the former prime minister, is a doubling of what was supposed to be, which I might note, incidentally, to me, curious, that there's supposed to be the possibility of a $200+ million tax windfall for the government from Shell. Right? How does this all resolve the issue of the operations of BPL that might be required to make it function in a way that fits the transformation and new era narrative that we have heard? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Lang. What's going on?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Yeah, you got to be careful, boy. There's some heat. I run the steps the other day, man, like 50 push-ups yesterday, and I started running. I was sweating like a pig. I don't know what's going on, man, but it's really some serious humidity out there.
Oh, no, I have to be careful.
Going between that area, right? But I just wanted to say, the gentleman was correct. You know, I'm speaking from experience, you know. The transformers at the energy plant where I worked, typically, you know, even when you read up on it, they last from about 35 to 60 years, and some say they can exceed that. So for me, I know that the only thing would happen is the fuse would blow, and they would come and clean the fuse links and put in new fuses, et cetera, et cetera. But I think I might have heard BC give some advice, and you might have said this before on your show. But you know, when you buy, they should have told you, when you buy a AC or any equipment, you should try to get a higher voltage because it requires less ampacity. And they should have also warned the public about the voltage drops and using long, thin drop cords that are not appropriate and don't compensate for voltage drops, because these appliances are at fixed resistance and they draw more heat. Hence, this is the reasons why you would see drop cord causing fire, because they overheat because of the lack of wire size increase due to the voltage drops. But it's not known. You have to use the book to actually get the right wire size increase if you're not familiar with it, because it actually explains to you how to increase wire size for every 200 feet, I think, or 250 feet, or something like that. So, I mean, that's the type of information they should be giving out, Mr. Lang.
52. I'm going to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Sure, man, sure. I heard you really induced your pure common sense.
So let me ask you a question. If you farm out your transmission and distribution to a private company, and you pretty much farm out your generation, because Shell is going to, there's going to be a plant, LNG plant created that can produce all this thing for you, and the bulk of your generators are now leased out. What is BPL? What is BPL?
Well, so what are they dealing with? Transmission?
Distribution is BGC.
I don't know, a ghost company,
or what it becomes is a broker, right? Oh. Buying power from the LNG people, buying power from the generator people, and then distributing that power through a private company. So basically, you really are a broker.
Yeah, you're correct. But Mr. Lang, you know, I've never really. I mean, the thing is, from the segmented it into distribution, transmission, all that. I've heard Aaron ask the question, where's Bahama Grid? There's a lot of things that we don't really know, but I just coming in from an engineering standpoint. But the thing is, that's why I listen to you guys, you know, because some things really don't make sense because of the lack of information, so people draw their own conclusions. You know, but they dipped the current yesterday. The current went off for a couple of minutes, maybe about 5-10 minutes time as I turned on my manual generator. But so long I walk inside, they say the current back on again. So I was so angry. I just sit down to rest. All right, give thanks.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back to finish up after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@RF. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back to school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to these final moments of the show. Thank you for joining us. If we don't have time for too many calls, but if you want to call, please feel free to do so in these last moments. So what's going to happen with BPL's aging infrastructure, according to all the voices we've heard? What's going to happen to its operations? How is that going to be reconciled over the years? What about its ownership? Might BPL benefit from a different owner? At the moment, much of its services are being farmed out to private concerns. So why maybe not a overall different ownership arrangement altogether, one that's more capable of maintaining, sustaining, and expanding the company itself? What about technology? Might we not consider in the Bahamas shifting to something reliable, more affordable? Maybe even nuclear? Chicago Lang, you did not say. I don't know. I mean, you have to do the studies on these things. I don't know. I'm just saying, if you're going to get different, you have to think differently, right? What about sustainability? How's that going to happen? I mean, we have a lot of rhetoric around, oh, we can do solar, we can do this, we can do that, etc. You know, think about this for a moment, folk. BPL is having challenges with the current state of affairs of the Bahamas today. Whatever the Bahamas is economically, socially, whatever it is today. You think the Bahamas today is going to be more or less demanding going forward? You better hope more demanding, because you got to hope for growth. After all, what's going to happen to these children coming forward? New families are going to come on stream and so forth. Yes, some people are going to pass away, but it's an environment of growth that gives some hope that you can have an improving situation, and we keep pressing for growth. Or might the government consider, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't be pressing for growth. Maybe we should be pressing for the our growth rate of the population is already less than 2%. You think? I don't think so. Not for a population that could age out. Maybe we don't go after all these investors because we can't support them with our aged infrastructure that is in a state of collapse. Maybe we don't tell Bahamian investors to go ahead and do more investing because we can't sustain it. Maybe we ought to manage out our situation until we could do better. What do you think? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how are you doing? I know you got a few minutes. Just want to let you know that small nuclear reactors are in the implementation phase, and the Bahamas would be an ideal location for it.
No. You can't just be announcing them kind of things and telling me. That's like me announcing. I heard, and this is true, but I ain't announcing it. I heard that there was a explosion at the Clifton plant that injured a BPL worker. But I hadn't heard anything about that. And I got that from quite reliable sources.
No. Well, I would tell you.
You can just announce to me that there's a nuclear plant being outfitted in the Bahamas.
No, it's not being outfitted in the Bahamas. I'm saying it's possible in the Bahamas due to the size and the fact that it doesn't
You're scaring me just now. But yeah.
Okay, right. No, I'm saying it doesn't use the coil. It uses salt and other things. So it's actually, you know, it's past the study stage. It's actually being implemented and built and delivered now.
But I don't have the concerns people have with that nuclear power, because it's being used in Canada, it's being used in the US and other places, and then the technology is fairly reliable. But of course, you know, people gotta be comfortable with whatever they got.
Yes, but when you look at New Providence, right? If you look at the actual energy policy of the Bahamas, it states that the entire grid system was built in the early 80s. And so what happens is, when you look at where we are today, in the 80s, remember, we didn't even have desktop computers in the sense that we have in technology advance. And so now it is accelerated for energy consumption. If you are to build a resilient system on New Providence, it will cost about $2 billion. And I would there's something that the power companies have done. They should release their comprehensive plan that shows a gap analysis, cost analysis, time analysis, needs analysis, and everything else of that sort. So I don't know how they could build for today and for tomorrow. And they
see, Alan, what you mean you don't know? We have been told that we are entering a new energy era, and we are transforming the energy sector of the Bahamas. So why you got these concerns about the $2 billion and that kind of stuff?
Because it sounds like gut diction, and I can only go in first and second, and he says it's brand new, it's working, everything else, and now my starter doesn't work. So you could say a lot of things, but the blueprint, the actual capability and competence is a different thing. If they actually blueprint, they release
but
it,
but if
believe them.
Go slower, then the transmission would be okay for you. Just go slower, man. Don't take your time.
Yeah, but that's the same thing. If you just generate just a little bit less electricity, it'll be okay. You'll get there. That's the problem.
All right,
we have. No plan. No, nothing. It's to me, it's the fastest of life.
I got you, brother. Thanks enough for calling. This, let me leave this last few texts. GB Power is running on 1970s engines on their last cycle. Emera is basking from that sale. This text says, if BPL is privatized, why is the government investing money in it? Especially if all revenue generating has been privatized. Good evening, Mr. Lang. How would all of this outsourcing affect BPL employees who choose to remain with the company? Well, as long as they remain and the company keeps them, what's the problem? Wouldn't be a problem. Now, if the people decide to change something, then that could be a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God spares life. We'll be back with you. Fantastic afternoon. Everybody, come take my